This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Hi, Rolene. It's Paul here. How are you doing?
Paul, we are really, really out of time. We're already 5 minutes out of time on the slot, so there is a lot of news, and I want to get straight into it. It looks like we are looking at an unprecedented wave of terror over the last couple of days, and we all joined the Ishran and the Silverstein families with our condolences and bowing our heads in memorial for the loss of their beloved Amiyad Yisrael. Amiyad Yisrael, may your memory be blessed, and the whole nation of Israel mourns. And today, news that there was a further terror attack in the town of Givat Asaf, just 2 kilometers from Ofra, where the terror attack that injured 7 and claimed the lives of young Amiyad took place. 2 civilians injured, 2 soldiers killed. We don't know their names yet. They haven't been released to the public by the IDF as yet. Also this afternoon, a car ramming in Ramallah, car ramming lightly injured one of our soldiers, and thank goodness for the vigilance of our soldiers, they managed to neutralize the terrorist. As we speak, the IDF has sealed off Ramallah. They are hunting for the shooter of 2 soldiers earlier today, as well as several members of the cell they believe to have been present in the car when the shooting outside Ofra took place. A very, very tense situation in Israel at the moment. And as I mentioned, we are seeing an uptick in the amount of terror attacks, especially over the last couple of days. This is now 5 terror attacks in 3 days, also including stabbing of 2 policemen in the old city this morning, lightly injuring both of them.
And the story of the pro-Israel caucus that's been founded in the Zambian government, Raleen?
Well, this is a very, very positive development, and Zambia has become the 39th country in the world with a pro-Israel parliamentary caucus, and this was at an event in the capital on Tuesday. And this is also comes 5 days after Zambia voted against a United Nations resolution condemning rocket fire on Israeli civilians. And very often we hear from our mission at the United Nations that countries will come up to them and say, just because we vote against you doesn't mean we are against you. We do support you. But the founding or the establishment of this caucus is very, very positive work. And it's yet another African country that is opening up to the state of Israel. Over the last couple of months, we've seen an increase in the amount of bilateral ties between Israel and African states. This is very, very welcome. I mean, the only country that seems to be the exception at the moment is South Africa. But the rest of the continent really, really opening up and increasing their ties, increasing their trade. Many of the states tell us that, you know, Israel is a country that's perfectly poised to help African countries. And, you know, while they're not really interested or want to get involved in politics, they really, really want to cooperate and learn from the state of Israel.
So that is a positive development in the global geopolitics, Rolene. And sticking with that, Prime Minister Netanyahu is to push for formalizing ties with Saudi Arabia. What can you tell us?
Well, this is also a very, very positive move. You know, over the last, I'd say, year or two, we're seeing ties between Israel and the Gulf states warm up significantly. And this is very, very important for Israel as, you know, the world starts to form its axis or alliances, either for or against Iran. Iran, the leading world sponsor of state terror. Now, since President Trump has come into power, and there's been many criticisms of the way that he has handled the Saudis. But one thing is for certain, that ties between Israel and Arab countries are thawing. And, you know, this is really, really an unprecedented move. Now, we have had murmurings that Prime Minister Netanyahu wants to formalize ties with Saudi Arabia before the, Israel moves to elections. And he has said that if Saudi Arabia is ever destabilized, the world would be stabilized. Not just the Middle East, the world is. And it's very, very important for countries in the world to have formal ties with the Saudis. And he feels that it's time for the State of Israel to join many, many other countries around the world in formalizing these ties. A very, very positive and very, very strategic move for Israel.
Rolene, thank you so much. That's Rolene Marks with Roro's Rantings.